people of Earth. The following podcast is... let's see how the good people of iTunes describe us. Better than silence. 1 star. Oh, but instead of a star, it's the little smiley face with a single tear. But the tear is on the forehead. Now, I read that one as so tired of being sad. They're not wrong. The important thing is it's fake. Unreliable. Most of the details are off. You know, like the New York Times podcast Caliphate. Google it. And now, as the clock ticks down to Earwolf executives racing to my apartment to disappear me, you just sit back, stamp out any budding interest in alternate dimensions, it's a waste of your time, and enjoy the show.
Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Chip Sky Guy. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 5 years and 11 and a half months ago, I was living on Earth as an airline pilot. Just trust me on that. Then I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord as he tries to find me and get this chip unrelated to my name, Chip Sky Guy. There's a chip in my head. I know that could be confusing. And also, now that I think about it, I have this chip that is my weapon. This is like an edible chip. Ah, so many chips. You know, guys, I hate to say this, but this Chip Sky Guy disguise might not work out.
Yeah, it sucks.
Sit. Beg. Good, good seance. Oh, good boy.
Aw, what are you doing, huh? What's your seance doing?
How is seance?
He's good. I mean, come over here, seance. Come here, come here. Say hi to Uncle Usador.
Oh, hello, seance.
In the past few hours here, it seems like all his sort of rotted flesh has fallen off, so now he's pure bone. But ooh. I did make him a little shirt. You know, Usador, based on what you said, the rules of owning a seance, I made him a little shirt that says, don't get wet.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You can't get it wet.
Yeah, those are the rules.
And you cannot feed it after midnight.
Them's the rules.
Hey, now, Ernie.
Oh, go ahead.
No, please, Chunt. After you.
Aw, enchanté.
What does that mean?
I've heard you say it, and then you kissed my hand.
Yep, that's one of my moves.
Also, Arnie, I was going to say, last night in your sleep, you started mumbling something about a cockpit. Are penises like olives?
Great question.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to hold off on deciding or even thinking about if that's true or possible. But I think I've just been thinking a lot about my disguise as an airline pilot from Earth,
yeah,
so that people don't know that I'm really Arnie Niekamp, podcaster, up-and-coming influencer from Earth.
Yes, 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 yes. Everyone knows about your Chip Sky Guy disguise. It's the worst disguise because it draws attention to you because you're the only airline pilot on all of Foon. And now, since you won't wear the potato sack that I've tried to hide you in, I've had to dress up the potato sack with legs like an airline pilot, so there's at least two of you.
Look, just because I'm in disguise doesn't mean I don't want to be interesting. I'm kind of like Jennifer Garner in Alias.
What?
I'm going to wear a disguise that's going to draw a lot of attention to me.
But that runs counter to the point of wearing a disguise. I don't know how many weeks I have to explain this. Look, I'm going to dress up everyone we meet like a Skyline pilot until they're just rife with them here in Foon, and you'll blend right in.
I guess I'll feel a little less special, but...
Well, I don't give a shit about that.
I'm sorry to change the subject, but... Chun, did you say that Seance lost all of its skin in the last couple of hours?
Yeah, just sort of, I don't know, there's this sound. It was sort of like a... And then I looked over, and it was just, like, dripping off him. It was very weird. And I had to give it a little tug and a little pull. And I had to... Some of it I had to gnaw off with my teeth. Some of it I swallowed.
That makes sense.
Seance is my little baby. So, my little bone baby.
Who's a little bone cat? Who's a floating bone cat?
What a perfect evening here under the stars with your bone cat friend and two Skyline pilots that no one will be able to tell apart.
Arnie, didn't you once say that you wanted to start a ska band named Bone Cat?
Yeah.
Did you ever realize that dream?
Not yet, but you know what? There's still a lot of time.
What would you play?
Yeah, what instruments do you play on Earth?
I don't play instruments so much as I think about album titles and song titles and then tour titles.
Oh. So you'd be the guy on stage who just dances?
No, it's more sort of like I'll get around to the learning to make music part. But right now I'm just an ideas guy. But I'm not going to give those ideas to other ska bands. Fuck those other ska bands. I need all that glory for myself.
I think you could do that and still skank it up right next to the lead singer.
Can I say that, like, talking about ska twice in one 100-episode season seems like too much?
It's exhausting.
Uh-oh. Wait, Oh, no. Shit. Guys, I can't. Sands can't get wet.
It is starting to rain.
Grab our things. Come on. Away. Oh, here. I know where there's a cave. Over here. I scouted it out earlier.
Okay. All right. Great.
Everyone, follow me.
We're in the middle of nowhere, and Usor is like, I know where there's a cave.
Yes. I know exactly where to go at all times. Here. Welcome to this dank and dark cave where you shall ska to your heart's delight.
Well, it's dry in here.
So there's, Oh, fuck. I always forget these. There's the stalactites, because they're hanging tight, and then there's the stalagmites, because they might be stalactites. Is that how it goes?
Yeah, I think that's how it goes.
Stalagmites.
And then there's Stalag 17, because there are 17 of them.
And then there's Skalagmites. Oh, Arnie, we should start a ska band and be the Skalagmites.
Nah, I don't know. I think I prefer the other one you said before that I can't remember anymore.
Bone Cat.
I think you play the bass.
Yeah, Arnie, I think you play the bass. And then I'll play my tummy like a drum. Here, let me try it out. Let me tighten my stomach. Okay, tighten a little bit more. That's the sound we're looking for. Ooh, land out a nice beat. Whenever you're ready, Arnie. User, can you make him a bass?
Oh, absolutely. Roth Troll Attack.
Guys, I said I'm going to get the musical ability eventually. Right now, I'm just working on album titles, and let's be honest, they will progress from album to album, and they will start to tell a story of my career through the album titles.
All right, what's an album title for Bone Cat?
Bone Cat, that's the first one, because it's
self-titled. That makes sense.
Waste it? You know,
sure.
You're trying to get, because you don't want people to be like, is Bone Cat the title or the band? Mm-hmm, it's both.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. The second one is Bone Cat 2.
Ugh.
Wait, I spent some time on this.
And then hold on. There's got to be like skulking down the alley or eating a fish skeleton or something like that.
Hold on, Usador. We may have jumped too soon to judge our friend. Arnie, how is 2 spelled?
Oh.
It's 2 middle fingers right next to each other with sunglasses connecting them.
Okay.
All right.
The third album is called Bone Cat 4. We skip 3 because we got a little bit of a sense of humor.
How do you spell 4?
4 middle fingers?
Is it when you're a little bit older and you spelled F-O-R-E because you've become middle-aged men who play golf?
Oh, Usador, do you mind, I'm getting a little chilly, do you mind making a little fire for us?
Gaelivlichtinkala!
Great, that's a light. Can you make a fire?
Oh, yeah.
Now, can you put the light in the fire?
Sure.
We gotta ask for that spell more often, Arnie.
I guess so. Oh, there's a lot. The moving the light spell takes a lot longer than any of the other spells.
Well, do some of your fucking magic then.
Gaelivlichtinkammer?
Fuck off.
Oh, sorry. The fire gets kind of. You know how the shadows, I mean, we're in a cave, and I know we're fine and it's safe, but sometimes, like, the fire casts shadows on the cave walls that just seem a little spooky, you know what I mean?
Oh, you've been casting a shadow? What part did you get? Lucky.
I'm going to be
always get cast in shadows.
I'm going to be playing Alec Baldwin.
Oh, who's that?
Here's the situation.
Do you mean Alex?
No, Alec. because he's got a little bit of a sense of humor.
I don't think that's a name. Now, I'm just going to cozy up here with my rucksack since we've been traveling.
Rucksack!
What?
Right. No.
Just going to, you know, kind of cozy down here by the fire and prepare for a long nap over the evening so that tomorrow we may rise again and step forth out of the cave into the day's light where we shall go and fight for the causes of righteousness and goodness.
Huh? Sorry, I swear I saw something move.
Oh, that was your seance. Seance, come here. Let me just snuggle up to your warm bones. That's the ticket.
Well, good night, Arnie. Good night, Chunt.
Good night. It's so funny, you sir, when you said you're going to settle down for your long nap, you start to wear this cap.
Yeah, my long winter's cap.
Uh-huh. It's gorgeous. You should wear that more often.
Yeah, the brim of my other hat, I just sort of flip it inside, and then I just make this long long cap out of it. Well, good night, seance.
Good night.
Good night,
everyone. Wait a second. To what do my wondering eyes do appear? But...
Hello!
I had the worst nightmare. I heard Jamie. Oh, Jamie and Sammy.
Jamie and Sammy.
Oh, it's so good to see you again. You found our cave. Oh.
Your cave?
Our cave.
Yes, we've been living in here.
Oh, no.
Secret cave.
Oh, look on the walls. What are all those stick figures doing to each other?
Playing hands. Oh.
You're sleeping in our bathroom.
Oh, no.
Yes.
That's not paint.
Okay, well, don't touch anything else that you haven't already touched, and we should be all right.
What are you two doing living in this cave out here?
Oh, sometimes we just need a break from it all. We're up here on a very special mission, and the pressures of our position have made it so hard on Sammy and I to have alone time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, that's right. Your father, Baron Rangoon, who's evil, left the two of you in charge of the Shrike Valley. That's kind of scary to think about.
Oh, what's this hole what's this hole in the cave with a bucket on a rope? Who's down there?
Oh, that's where we keep Daddy. Daddy, how are you?
The Baron is here?
Oh, no.
He's our daddy every day while daddy is gone. What? We have a new daddy every
a daddy
day.
A daddy. Every day, a new daddy to care for Sammy and I. A new daddy to care each
What happens
day.
To the old daddies? Oh, Arnie, P.S., write that down. New ska band, Old Daddies.
Yeah, a great album title, What Happens to the Old Daddies?
Yes. I have many questions about this. Oh, yes. First of all, answer Chunt's question. What happens to the old daddies?
Oh.
Two, how does one apply to become a new daddy?
Well, it's actually a lottery system.
Oh.
And every day, all the daddies line up and they all submit their names on little wooden balls. And the wooden balls, they roll through this machine, this big contraption.
Oh.
And then they comes out and pick up the ball and it says... James.
And then they scream and they try to run away, but all the other daddies are so happy it's not them, so they pick them up over their heads and
You're
pass
the daddy.
Them.
You're the daddy now.
And they try to
You have to be
daddy.
The daddy.
You're the daddy.
You have to be the daddy.
Oh,
that's what they say.
Let's play a game. That's such a cool process, and what a fun thing. Let's play a game. Why don't you both cover your ears real quick? This will be a fun game
okay.
we play.
Okay, I love it.
I'll cover Sammy's ears. You can cover my ears.
Okay. Bucket
I
Daddy.
Have to cover my ears?
No, Bucket Daddy. Bucket Daddy, are you okay? Do you what? Who do you need us to get a word to? Bucket Daddy, do you need food?
My family.
Also, congratulations on winning the lottery.
Actually,
so
Bucket,
you want us to get word to Jamie and Sammy?
No, my real
Actually, Bucket Daddy, can you do me a favor? And I'm so sorry this is so selfish of me. Can you just say, snap out of it?
Snap out of it.
Thank you.
Well, don't worry, Arnie and Chunt. Don't worry, Arnie and Chunt. I've already conjured these three wooden balls with our names on them so that we can play tomorrow.
No.
Oh, balls, balls.
balls, wooden balls. Yes.
Oh, yes, yes.
Usador, what have you done? This must be so terrible. This man has been trapped in this hole, and even still, his call for help, the second thing he said is, I'm not their daddy.
He's just having fun at daddy daycare, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Every day a daddy cares for us.
We dropped him off, and now he's having a nap. Isn't that right?
Oh, that's very nice. What a cozy little hole you've put him in.
Yes. I can't sleep. I'm so scared of the pranks.
Yeah, it looks like he can't even raise his arms above his head. It's so tight in that hole.
He's just tired from merry pranking, that's all. If one citizen of Shrike bears the brunt of our merry pranking, the rest of them are saved. Thus, we have created the perfect egalitarian, social-oriented society. Just like Daddy would have wanted.
Guys, for as creepy as they are, they're pretty well read.
We have tried to make Shrike a utopia with our time in power. For instance, we have a universal salves and nursing for all citizens of Shrike.
But then, as soon as they turn 30, we execute them publicly in the center of town.
Dead.
Oh,
that's terrible. What an awful thing to do.
Lucky for us, we're all 22.
Yeah.
I am over 300 years old, and it is only my wisdom and my many long years here upon Foon that allow me to become the great champion that I am.
Oh, careful. Careful, Usador. You might wind up being a daddy.
Oh, they're joining hands around him.
But wait, if you're executing people that are 30, as I remember correctly, I think the two of you are 30, despite sort of having a childlike quality about you.
We will
put ourselves up one day soon. Very soon.
We
are not above the law.
In fact, we have made elections and baronhoods democratically elected positions in Shrike, so that's no longer hereditary.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So someone could run for the baron of the Shrike Valley now and potentially take your place.
Yes.
But every election is purge night. No laws, no rules. All pranks, all day and all night. And it never ends, and it goes for 100 years. 100 years election day. Yes.
So you haven't done this yet?
Soon.
All right.
Very soon.
Hold Daddy. Hold Daddy.
Oh, you sort of call him Bucket Daddy.
Oh, Bucket Daddy.
What are you? Are you going to help me or not?
That Jamie and Sammy are dancing around. They're so excited about their purge idea. Here, quickly, grab my hand.
I'm scared of what's in my hands. He puts things in my hands.
Just don't hold on to it. Let me help you up. I'm going to save you.
It's a walnut. He put a walnut in my hand.
It's a walnut covered in sticky breakfast syrup!
Ah, very good. Very good. A walnut syrup.
that's a good one. That's a good prank.
It's horrible.
Sorry, Bucket Daddy, could you just say, if I could turn back time?
If I could turn back time.
Sorry, thank you. That's just selfishly. Selfishly.
Anyway, Shrike is now a perfect place to live. We have ridden the land of all social inequities. And for our next piece of legislation, we are going to get rid of Philip Buster.
Oh, that little goblin, Philip Buster, who's always going into the town and screaming. He won't stop screaming.
And he's just allowed to keep screaming, but we're kicking him and his lizard, Gerrymander, out of Shrike.
Philip won't ever shut up. It's quite annoying. It sounds like these reforms you're making are actually quite interesting and progressive to me.
Yes, Daddy says they're too good. He says we're not evil enough.
But Daddy's out of town, and what Daddy doesn't know won't hurt Daddy.
Jamie and Sammy, now, Oh, this all sounds great. I mean, we are so happy that you're keeping busy. We're so happy you have each other.
Oh, we have each other still. Through all our changes. After coming into power, I worried that Sammy would lose the qualities I love most about him. But
what? What do you mean?
What those qualities possibly be?
Your translucent skin.
Oh, yeah.
And your blood-bloated hands.
I'm only becoming more blood-bloated every day, and wetter and skinnier, and every day I become a sexier, more beautiful man.
Shire.
I hate to interrupt, but perhaps it would behoove you to spend less time in caves. Perhaps get a little color, get a little sun, a little time upon a beach, perhaps.
It's true. At first I was surprised to find you in this cave, but now that I think about it, it kind of makes sense that we would find you in a cave.
Right. Yeah, that's our bad. We're in your territory.
Yeah, yeah.
Caves are the attics of the world.
Well.
Never thought about that.
Okay.
And when we're in the sun, we get all crusty.
Crusty. Horrible. Burnt. And... Mm-hmm. And this, like a disgusting, sizzling pan of daddies.
Arnie, that's the title name. Sizzling pan of daddies.
Starting to get a little too erotic. What would everyone say is the pantry of the world?
Maybe the butthole.
Different cave.
Sammy's ears. Sammy's delicious little ears.
Yes. Hey, open them up and see what I've stocked for you.
Beans.
Digging into his ears.
Different colors of beans. Oh, one for Bucket Daddy. Here you go, Bucket Daddy.
No, I don't want any more beans. No more ear beans, please. I mean, I believe in doing public service for my government, but not like this. I didn't understand.
Oh, silly daddy.
Well, we have to, Arnie Chubb, we have to do something about this Bucket Daddy. We need to save him.
Yeah.
He's in dire straits.
I mean, we frequently don't save people that we probably should, episode to episode, but
totally.
This seems like someone we probably should save.
Also, I probably need to make up for that guy I randomly killed with a crown last week.
I know you committed regicide last week.
No, he was wearing a crown. Doesn't mean he has to be.
Could have been an actor.
Could have been probably an actor. So I've done the world a service. Now, let us come up with a plan to save Bucket Daddy.
Okay. Oh, hey, Bucket Daddy.
Yeah?
Are you standing on the bones of other dead daddies? Or is it just a dirt hole?
Oh, there's a lot of daddies down here.
What?
Oh, yeah, there's so many daddies.
Can you fashion a ladder out of their remains?
Yeah, a ladder made of daddies.
Oh, these daddies their bones are too weak. They just crumble.
Wait.
No dad are coming out of there.
Wait, no, I think I got it. Arnie, Usador, Bucket Daddy. One time I was a frog, right? I had shapeshifted into a frog, and I accidentally... got knocked into a bucket of cream, and I was like, oh no, I'm drowning in this cream. But what I did is I kept churning my feet, right? Day and night, I just kept churning my feet. And over time, that cream remained cream.
Did someone say cream?
Yeah, I was telling a story about when I was trapped in a bucket of cream.
What are you doing over here? Come play with us.
Oh, we were just spitting on Bucket Daddy. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh my God, it says I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's very fun. That's wonderful.
He won't stop doing it, though.
Please forgive me. It's all for appearances.
What, is it raining in the cave?
No, it's not. It's not rain. It's not rain.
I forgot to introduce you. Oh, Jamie, Sammy, this, of course, is our new friend, Chip Sky Guy.
Oh, hi. I'm an airline pilot from Earth.
Ooh. Yes, our former companion, Arnie, died in a boating accident.
So if you know anybody evil who's looking for him, you could just pass along that they shouldn't.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
That would make Daddy very happy to hear that Arnie is dead. I don't know if we should tell it to him. He'll be too happy.
And tell him to tell fucking Drip Fang and also the Dark Lord.
We're mad at Daddy right now because he sent us away from Shrike on an undercover leadership lesson to the north.
Undercover leadership lesson?
Yes.
Classic.
Can I ask, did he specifically say to go undercover, or did the two of you just get in bed together?
We just decided.
John, why are you still spitting?
I'm so sorry.
We brought all of our extra daddies up here because apparently we were doing so much good that we had to go to the most evil place in all of Foon to learn how to be truly evil.
There's an evil magic school called Pig Herpes. Pig Herpes is the name of the school, and I've said it, and now we can't take it back because that's the name.
Pig Herpes Academy.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of Pig Herpes, of course. A very good magical school for young mages and witches and warlocks and the like.
Yes.
But it's an evil one.
It's only evil because people are very clicky and very rude to one another. And
yes, people are always stigmatizing herpes, Pig Herpes, because they just, you know, they think, but it's not a big deal, Pig Herpes.
No, in fact, we're proud that we're finally spending more than a couple days at a school and finding out we really actually fit in.
Oh, we're the most popular kids in school.
Really?
Yes.
We're the hottest, most attractive children at school.
Have you heard evil do to a person?
It makes you hotter.
You're the most attractive in this school?
Yes.
They
don't say it, but we can use context clues. Like, for instance, all the boys at Pig Herpes Academy have a bet about which of them will get to take me to the prom.
Oh, wow. Arnie and Foon, the prom is where they put a pig on a broom, and they just sort of, like, sweep it around, and, like, all the kids, for as long as it takes to sweep up a large broom with that pig broom or prom, that's how long the kids get to party and drink and do drugs or do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty wild time.
Oh, we do drugs, yes.
We do lots of drugs. We pay lots and lots of money.
Because it's an evil school, and at evil school, you're required to do drugs, and the teachers make sure.
You ever do any Morglob?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Because I know a guy. If you need a hookup, I know a guy.
Oh, you, sir, it's you. You make that shit in your basement. Oh, okay.
Oh. Well, that will make us even cooler if we can bring some of that.
Give me his contact information, and then I will call him on my iPhone.
Hold on, everybody. Let's not get a drug deal recorded. So let's take a quick break, and you guys can all figure out this transaction, and all of it will hypothetically happen, but just in case, like...
Come get us, please.
You don't have the guts to kill us. If you kill us, we'll just become stronger.
Come get us, pigs. I'll just stick you on the end of a broom. Night of my life.
We defunded the police in Shrike.
Yes, we took all their money.
We'll be right back.
I'm so sorry.
Stop.
Don't spit on him.
I got you, babe. And we're back. I'm sorry. Jamie and Sammy, I have to ask. I can't. I'm so hung up on this. At Pig Herpes, how do I phrase this? Is getting bad grades good? Or is... Oh, how do I... what's that?
Yeah, it's an evil magic school, so I'm wondering how it's different. Like, obviously, it's got a weird, gross name, as opposed to the good magic school. It's called Jizzle Knob.
Is it... Yeah, is it like where the... Do the students teach the teachers, or do the teachers still teach us?
It's not opposite land.
Is an F and A, or...
No, it's just evil
start as a senior?
It's just evil because of
the... It's evil. You're supposed to get all the questions wrong. Every question. And if you get a question right, they put you in a little hole, and then they throw garbage on your head.
Or wait, is detention class, and you get sent to class if you do good in detention?
What did he just say?
He said it's not an opposite land, but then he went on to describe the complete opposite of what school is.
If you're not in the hole, you're a loser. You're a nerd.
You want to be in the hole, and you have to sign all your letters with XOXO.
Oh, speaking of XOXO, Jamie, oh, sweetie, I'm so sorry. The way you're describing what's going on at school, it sounds like the popular kids have a bet to see who can prank you and trick you into going to Prum. That's just what I'm gleaning. I'm just gleaning that.
No.
They wouldn't do that.
They wouldn't. What am I, a bet?
How
what
dare
am
they?
I, a stupid bet? Just a stupid bet?
Maybe hypothetically it started off as a bet, but they slowly...
I'm gonna jump in the hole with Bucket Daddy.
No, don't jump in the hole.
Yeah, maybe the people that are tricking you have started to really grow close to you and they regret that it was a bet, but they don't know how to tell you.
Maybe all you need now is a makeover montage.
Ooh, hold on, let me pick up this newspaper.
Yeah, we don't have a lot to work with in this case.
Oh,
wait, let me put down the newspaper and shake my head. No.
Bucket Daddy, give me your hair. Give me your hair.
No, don't take my hair.
Don't take Bucket Daddy's hair.
It's too late. I got his hair. Now you wear his hair on your head. Now you're...
Oh.
You look beautiful.
Maybe I should roll my overalls up so they're a little shorter.
And I forgot to ask, is the... janitor the principal, and the principal's the janitor?
Of course.
I do have a question. So at Jizzle Knob, it's a magic school of good wizards, but there's one house of evil wizards. So at Pig Herpes, is it mostly evil wizards, but there's one house of good wizards?
Yes.
They're the losers. They're the freaks. They hold doors for people and compliment you.
Hall monitors.
Oh, yes. Yes, the House of Bright Swords. They're wonderful. They're very good, upstanding young citizens.
Oh, I haven't seen a hall monitor in a while. Those are just lizards that go up and down hallways.
Mm-hmm.
Big old fat lizards, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what house were the two of you in?
Well, we're in a study abroad program, so we have to sleep in auxiliary rooms on either side of the whole school. The extra boy room and the extra girl room. And they won't allow us to live with the other students just yet. Which is why we have to come out here to our cave to be together.
It's just like goldfish. You know, when you get a new goldfish and you put it in the aquarium so it can adjust and make friends with the other goldfish before it gets introduced.
They said we have to get tattoos before we're allowed to live in student housing.
Is it because you're so much older than them? All the other students?
You are pretty old.
They don't know that.
They don't know.
Oh, and wait. It's hard to not tell. Like, if you close your eyes and you're just listening, you would think that you're children. But if you see you, you're definitely not.
But we're undercover. We're undercover so we can learn about this.
I see. I finally understand. Arnie, let me translate it into Earth videotapes from the 90s, which I have learned a lot about recently. It's more like never being kissed than back to school.
Mm. I've not never been kissed.
I mean, yeah, she's kissing her brother right now.
Hey, just to distract the two of you, what are all these other holes?
Oh, that for more...
No, not the cave holes, he means. Stop it.
Get your hands out of there.
Hey, my arms are like little snakes. My arms are like little snakes.
And again, listeners, I'd like to reiterate, they are about 30 years old.
I don't think that's a creepy part, Artie.
We lived in an attic for years and years, and now we're finally becoming worldly.
Wait, when you say attic, do you mean cave? Because you said caves are nature's attics.
Exactly. That's why we are so at home here. In our old attic, it was only the two of us and one daddy to come and bang on the door and tell us, get out and follow me around and do evil deeds. But now we have a whole cave for our attic and lots and lots of daddies, and they do exactly what we say.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of daddies.
Speaking of whole cave, like you sort of said, what are all these other holes?
Oh my god, there's someone else in this hole. Hello?
Oh, get me out of this hole. I've been in this hole for days and days, mate.
Carl, is that you?
I know this is maybe not the most important question, but are you a daddy?
I'm a daddy, but my name's Carl.
Wait, I'm a daddy, but my name is Carl? Why are those two things at odds?
Obviously, they're mutually exclusive. You can't be a daddy and a Carl.
But then where does Carl Jr. come from?
Oh, good question.
Arnie, his name is Hardee's.
They make me want to leave Carl Jr. and Shrike and follow them around and carry all their toys and food. And now they've stuck me in this hole they have.
Chunt Usador, it's worse than I thought. They've done something to his mouth.
Yeah, I don't know if he said Shrike or Roy. Shrek? Roy? It all sounds the same.
Are you making fun of me?
No. That was an echo you heard. I'm so sorry.
Why me? Why would it be on me? That doesn't even make sense. You're talking to him.
Are you daddy's hungry? Do you need food? I mean, I know the one has a... Bucket Daddy has a walnut or something.
No more food?
Oh, are the daddies hungry?
Oh, daddies are hungry. Quick, Sammy, go ahead and go to the bathroom.
Oh, no.
Give him some pellets.
It's not what you think.
It's not what you think.
It's my poop.
If it's not what I think, it must be something even worse, but still pretty bad.
Would you like a little treat, daddies? Would you like us to care for you?
Oh, I don't want any more. I want to see my family again.
I want to see me mother, mister. Get me out of this hole. I want to see me mother.
I want to go back to fascist dictatorship.
Guys, Carl wants something, but for the life of me, I can't figure out what it is.
He said something about I want to see my mother, mister. What's a mother, mister? Carl, what's a mother, mister?
Please,
sir, may I have some more context?
How attached are you to seance? Maybe we should just wait out in the rain.
I love seance, but you make a good point. No. It's no.
All right, we'll stick it out.
I lost Eggy Baby. I'm not losing seance.
Seance, stop spitting.
Aw, I taught you well.
You can't go. We're just getting started.
With what?
With playing.
Yes. All right, I'll bite. What are we going to play today?
Oh, we're not going to play I'll Bite, are we?
How about this? How about a deal? If we play a game with you, you promise the next time you see your real father, I assume, although who knows, the Baron, you'll tell him about the fact that Arnie died.
Or you can have what's in my pocket.
Oh!
What?
If we can put our hands in your pocket.
No, that's not part of the deal. That's not part of the deal. No. Here. I'll just give you what's in my pocket. Here.
Ooh. What is it?
Some little cookies.
Oh.
I was saving them for seance, but he hasn't really been eating.
Let's crumble them up and dust them over the bucket, daddies.
Chunt, you had cookies in your pocket? If I knew that, I would have played.
Well, Arnie, you can have...
Chip,
My
Chip,
name is
Chip. Chip, Chip Sky Guy.
Well, Chip.
Arnie is dead, and don't bring it up. It makes me sad.
Well, Chip, I still have some cookies, so you can have a cookie, or you can have what's underneath Usidor's hat.
What's underneath Usidor's hat? What's underneath?
Hat.
Wait, fuck everybody. Stop for a second.
Wait, fuck everybody. Arnie, not
no,
the
no,
crowd
no,
to
no,
say
no.
that to.
Wait,
not
stop.
The crowd to say that to.
Everybody stop. Usidor.
What?
Is it a cookie?
I'm going to start putting my hands under different things until I find what's under his hat. It's too dark. I can't see where my hand
and
is
I'm
going.
I'm going to put my hands under Sammy just to make sure I'm still touching him.
There you have it. It's some baked asparagus.
Oh, I bet you would have taken that cookie, right, Chip?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Salty-ass bish.
Remember? Your Chip.
That's right. Somehow I forgot.
Don't
Which is something that airline pilots on my world do. They forget their names.
We can dance around the fire.
Let's all dance.
Dance.
Look at me dance.
Look at me dance.
Look at me dance.
Look at
yes, you're very good at dancing.
Yes, yes.
I'm a little baby. You're a little baby. And we are all little babies.
This is exactly
Let's
what Sammy...
Let's go to the zoo.
This is
Let's
what Sammy...
Let's go to the zoo.
Just staring at the ground now.
He's all angles.
This is what Sammy's going to do for the talent competition at Pig Herbie's
Academy. He's not going to do. He's not going to do his famous stand-up.
Oh, he tried to do his insult comedy the first day we were there, but they said it was too nice. They said we just
too good. I was too funny, too hilarious. Too hot for.
So instead he's going to rip his clothes off and sing about babies going to the zoo. Yes.
I mean, that's pretty evil. I can't deny.
Yeah, I guess it's pretty evil.
Sammy, what were you too hot for?
Teacher?
Too hot for teacher. Too hot for teacher. So they said Your jokes are all about how much you want to kiss the teacher. And we don't think that's funny because the teacher likes kisses.
Yeah,
because
I guess...
they're evil and teachers like kisses at evil school.
Yeah. I guess also at evil school, if somebody likes something and you're doing good, you probably get pig's blood dumped on you. And if you don't get pig's blood dumped on you, then you're doing something wrong?
Yes. Correct.
I have a question for the three of you.
I'm absolutely furious that everyone wouldn't let me finish my song and dance. It makes me so angry.
Well, hold on.
So much more.
Hold on,
to
Jamie.
Sing.
Jamie, was your question going to be, can we let Sammy finish?
It better be, Jamie. It better be.
I have one moment.
Sammy, did you for a second forget which one you are?
We're basically the same.
We're the same.
I mean, that can't be that surprising.
We're the same. We are one mind and one heart, but two beautiful bodies. Two beautiful bodies entwined together. But what I was going to ask is if you chant and Usidor and Chip Sky Guy. If you see our daddy first, before us, can you ask him if we can please come home? Because school isn't very fun, actually. And I thought we already had sort of a difficult moral compass because we have very progressive values.
We miss our daddy on real.
So evil, but also we love things, and it feels almost like
I'm not good enough for you.
Shut up, Bucket Daddy.
It's so
this isn't about you right now.
I tried to give him some self-esteem, but they just tickled me until I threw up.
I'll assume that was just a scream. It's so terrifying that Jamie and Sammy are crying, but they're smiling the whole time, and there's no tears.
Jamie, Sammy. Please, dry your eyes and wipe that grin off your face. And listen to me now. Think of how bad you feel, for your father has sent you away and said you cannot come back. Mm-hmm. And in your backwards opposite evil logic, doesn't that mean your father loves you most of all?
Nice.
Wow. It finally all makes sense.
Usador, you are a good daddy. You're a very good daddy.
You're very good daddy.
Stop walking towards me.
You give us good advice.
Come here.
Stop walking towards me.
Oh, oh no. I fell into a hole.
He fell into a daddy hole.
Oh. Now you can be our daddy forever.
Daddy a day.
Chunt, how attached are you to Usador?
Sammy, quick, keep dancing.
Oh, wait. You know how we were playing some fun games earlier? Like making a deal or like, you know, the fun different games we were playing? I just came up with a new game.
What?
It involves all the hole daddies or bucket daddies. Let's see. Let's let all the hole daddies go and let's see which one can get home to their families fastest.
Oh, kids love races.
What?
If we get to keep Usador, we'll let all the rest of them go.
I'm sort of busy protecting a chip sky guy.
Usador, we're talking.
Don't spit on me.
Well, then all three of you will have to stay with us, if that's the case.
Well, we knew this would happen eventually. Usador, we had a good run.
What?
Yeah, I'm already a hole daddy. I'm sorry, a two-hole daddy. And I can't I can't stay here. I think a seance. You should think a seance.
Your podcast is going to be so much better when you're in the hole because the sound quality is better in a hole.
Yes,
so really, just think of all the great episodes of your podcast that you're going to record from our holes, and that's the premise of the podcast now, is that your daddies... And you're all in holes.
Yeah,
Isn't that so much better as a premise?
I'm going to grab Sammy's legs, and because of his congenital disease, he is going to stretch down to the bottom of the hole and grab the other hole daddies out for us.
Oh, he has a congenital disease?
Oh, welcome back, Bucket Daddy.
Oh, my legs have atrophied from being in a hole so long I can only crawl on my hands and knees.
Well, get home to your family, buddy.
All right, Sammy, and...
Oh, blimey, that rough it was. I've got a bugger off now.
I understood that first part. He definitely said core blimey, which is one of my most popular catchphrases.
Oh, it's a governor of a feather that flocked together. It's pip-pip cheerio.
Well, that last part I understood.
Wait a minute. I just remembered. You're that guy that spit on me.
Ah. Oh. Ah. Ooh. Ah. Ooh. Ah. Ooh, is what I would say if you were on your feet, but you're crawling and you can't slap me.
Oh!
Get out of here, Bucket Daddy. We have a new daddy now. Usador?
Yes, what's happening? It's boring down here.
Would you like some food?
Would you like some lotion? I can lower some lotion in the basket.
Yes, I'd love some lotion and some food.
The lotion is... all of the excrement.
Oh, that's not lotion.
That leaves nothing left over for whatever the food is.
That's what you think. You know, this has been really good. This has been a really good experience to see some familiar faces.
Yes. I could listen to hours and hours and hours and hours more of us together, and we're the new team. We're permanently in your lives now.
Sammy,
isn't that wonderful?
Sammy, why don't you try some of your insult comedy again now that your spirits are raised?
Yes, one of my great insults. I'm a little baby, and you're a little baby, and we are little babies at the zoo. We're all at the zoo, and we're letting the animals go free. And all the animals go into the world, and they're the people now. And then we're the animals.
And this was too good for pig herpes?
I'm lying. That wasn't the insult. I just wanted to finish my song.
Aww.
And now you've all heard it.
Yeah.
And you loved it.
Yeah.
You all loved it. Sure. Just like we love you. And we love our daddy, Usador. Right, daddy?
What? You know what? My skin looks pretty good.
Oh, no. Would you fuck you?
I'd fuck me.
You know what? If you can't beat him, Chip, why don't we take your podcast equipment, go down these holes, and let's record an episode.
Okay. I guess we could do emails from the holes.
Usador, you stay in that hole, and Chip and I will go in this hole that's right next door.
I don't want to be in a hole.
Why don't I get my own hole?
Here we go. Hey, welcome back to another episode of Hole Daddies. I'm your host, Chun the Shapeshifter.
And I'm Usador the Wizard, coming at you from a hole.
Chip.
And I'm Chip Sky Guy. Usually I'm in the air, but ironically right now I'm in the ground.
And we're a couple of hole daddies, and speaking of holes, we're going to read a whole lot of emails from all you hole freaks. Chip, you got a first email?
Sure, yeah, I have one here. Hello, Arnie. Sorry, Arnie's dead. Hello, Chip, Usador, and Chun. Me and my friend are doing a project about Usador in health class. It's about people in media, like influencers, fictional characters, etc. We have at least one of those covered. And how they affect us. We need to ask Usador a couple of questions. But, you know what? I know this is just for Usador. Maybe we can throw this up to everybody. Number one, what food does Usador usually eat? What does he usually drink?
Well, I guess now I eat samey shit.
Same answer.
Oh, great. This project for their school.
Tell that to your teacher. They'll love it. You'll get full grades.
Get full grades?
What's great about my shit is that I hardly digest my food, so it's basically the same as the food, as the way it goes in.
Basically.
But I only eat ravioli. That's all I eat, is big bowls of ravioli.
And when it comes out, it tastes like same.
Mm-hmm. That's a whole lot of gross. Speaking of hole, we got a whole lot of emails from the hole daddies. Chip, let's get our next email.
Okay, well, unfortunately, there's more to this email. Number two, what hobbies does he have?
Sitting in this hole, I guess.
And that's going to be our first t-shirt for hole daddies. What hobbies does he have? That's our first t-shirt. You can find it on holedaddies.com. Please don't go to that website.
Yeah, don't Google it, don't anything. Number three.
Because you're going to want to go to daddyholes.com. That's the website we've secured.
Don't go there either. Number three, does he get enough sleep? Does it affect his life?
It's hard to sleep standing up in a hole.
Number four, how are his relationships?
You know, relationships are hard. Yeah. They take a lot of time. But if you put the time in and you listen and you communicate, and you're not in a hole, well, they can be very rewarding.
Yeah.
But I'm in a hole.
Yeah. Number five, this is the last one. How is his mental health? Is he stressed?
Yes.
No, he's not stressed.
No.
Thank you from Pearl. Thank you, Pearl. I hope that was helpful.
Thanks, Pearl. You heard it from the Hole Daddies. You're our first email.
Hole Daddies is sponsored by Sleepy Daddies. Thousands of sleepy daddies are waiting for you to break into their homes, come up into their bedrooms while they're sleeping, pull their covers off, and wake them up and say, "Daddy, Daddy, I need breakfast. I'm so hungry.
Daddy, Daddy,
I'm so
Daddy,
hungry.
Let us touch your hair."
And they're waiting for you to shake them.
Well, a sponsor's a sponsor, I guess.
Well, that does it for us. Hold, Daddy. Oh, what's the... Oh.
What's that growling sound?
Oh, it's a wolf with the bat wings, and it has a scroll in its mouth. What the fuck is that?
It's wizard mail. Watch out, Jamie and Sammy. There's a wild wolf with bat wings in the cave.
Is the wolf a fan of Pole Daddies? We haven't even released our first episode yet. Wait, how do we get that email?
Read the scroll.
It won't drop it. It seems to be hovering over your hole now.
Oh. Right, a dime. Here, now.
Also, that wolf is chewing on Sammy's head.
Oh, Sammy, don't move.
I like it in here. I like it. I like being inside it.
Okay, I'm gonna leave you alone then. Did Sammy just get eaten by a wolf?
I'm coming too, Sammy. Don't worry, here I come.
Jamie just jumped right into that wolf's jaw.
I've never seen anything like it. Someone just leaping straight into a wolf's mouth.
Honestly, for her saying I'm coming too and then doing that, that was the best case scenario. Wow, look, the wolf with bat wings now has four arms and four legs protruding out of it. I think they're fighting back from within.
I gotta read this scroll while they figure that out. All right, let's see. You are cordially invited to convene with the greatest council e'er assembled, the Council of Wizards, who shall make some conference wherein they shall decide the future of the fate of Foon.
Some conference.
The future of the fate of Foon.
That's right.
Oh, that's a big deal. That sounds like a really big deal.
Hey, crawl faster, Bucket Daddy.
We never got your real name.
I went back in the hole. I'm too far gone. I don't know who I am out there anymore.
That's
no,
all right.
He's not too far gone. This guy fucking loves it. Not sorry. Not sorry.
Oh, I hate it.
This conference is in but 2 weeks' time. A convention of every strong and powerful wizard of Foon. Oh, how glorious it shall be when we join our forces and use our magics. As I have clearly been welcomed back within their ranks, we shall work together to overcome all the evil that we face.
It's too bad we can't go.
Yeah, not to
Why
be self...
Why can't we go?
Well, 2 weeks' time is like the 6-year anniversary of the podcast. We probably should.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a perfect time. What a perfect coincidence that we could go there and record an episode. Arnie, we could Chip, we could record an episode there. And plus, I can tell them about how I killed Jamie and Sammy by throwing them into a wolf's mouth.
Well, actually, if you look over there, the wolf seems to be dead, and they've rolled down its mouth. So they're inside the wolf's body, and their two heads are peeking out of its throat.
Yeah. Look at us. Two beautiful twins born of a wolf mother. Off to forge us great civilization and start a society that is perfectly evil.
Yes.
How are they using those wings? Well, bye-bye.
They're like the Romulus and Remus of pig herpes.
They're flying away in that wolf
dead
bat.
Wolf bat.
How are they doing that?
How do they do anything? How do they get away with everything? I feel like they should be dead 20 times over.
Terrifying.
I think it's all just mind games, right? They get you to do what they want, or they get you to just play their games even though you don't want to or don't think you are. Ooh.
It can be terrifying. But what is even more terrifying would be to miss the episode where all of the wizards come together in a single conference, where they shall be joined by Usador, Chunt, Arnie, and Carl.
Wait, did they send us all lanyards for the convention?
Yeah, there's an envelope here. It's got some lanyards in it, a couple
even,
of tickets.
Even like one for tickets. Carl? There's a lanyard for Carl?
Yeah, Chunt, Arnie, Usador, Carl.
Is my name in there?
We don't know your name, Bucket Daddy.
My name's James.
Did someone say my name?
Okay,
but because I don't say Carl.
Yeah, you're gonna come. You can come with us to the Wizards Council if you want. I guess it's like a magic envelope when you open it. So James, I didn't know your name, so the envelope didn't know your name.
Tough luck, buddy.
Sorry.
Usur, can you get us out of these holes?
Oh, yeah.
And can you take off your lotion?
Zippity bing bong, zippity bop.
Much better. Well, James, Carl, we'll see y'all later. We're heading out of this cave.
Yeah, we got to head to the Wizard Council. It's in 2 weeks' time. That episode's going to be unmissable. Next week, though, you could probably miss.
Okay, well, I'm just going to watch these shadows on the cave wall, and that's my life now. But you know what? It's a great life, I think. I've become used to it.
Why don't we work together and form our own podcast? What do you think?
What's a bog blast? Well, see y'all.
If I'm not mistaken, Bog Blast was the original title of 1962 Evergreen Halloween Standard Monster Mash, abandoned after a prolonged legal battle with Ocean Spray. Who knows what the world would be like now if that title had stuck? Maybe the last episode of WandaVision will show us. I hear it's going to explain everything. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Shunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Jamie, Sammy, and the Daddies were played by special guests Gretchen Eng and Brad Pike. For more from Brad and Gretchen, meaning if what you just experienced wasn't enough, check out Fresh Hell, their monthly live stream variety show, and the Devil's Daughter Podcast Network, featuring shows like Experience the World, Brad's guided auditory experience of social activities like baseball and kissing. Find out about that and much more at devilsdaughtercomedy.com. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Specious assistance provided by Ryan DeGiorgi. Make that special. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Today's episode brought to you by Sleepy Daddies, the drowsy father figures waiting for you to creep up to their bedrooms, throw back the sheets, and demand your breakfast. Just look in stores for our slogan, "We're not even sure what our product is." Wake up to the complicated pleasure you've been craving since the middle of ninth grade with Sleepy Daddies.
The wolf bat dead. Ow!